Welcome to Hardwood Handicappers with Zach Cohen, right here on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
This is Zachary Cohen, VSiN.com senior editor, with another episode of Hardwood Handicappers. Hardwood Handicappers is brought to you by Better Picks, the fantasy app that turns your basketball takes into cash. Download the Better app and use code VSINPOD to get $10 free. No deposit required. That's VSINPOD, V-S-I-N-P-O-D. We have a link for that in the description. I don't really want to talk much about last night because we have 14 games for tonight. It is an absolutely loaded Tuesday night slate because we do not have any teams in action on Wednesday. Christmas Eve, all these teams are getting off, and then we will have an awesome, you know, Christmas Day slate on Thursday. But there's a lot of action tonight, so don't want to recap too much of what we saw last night. It was really mostly, you know, lopsided games and games between playoff teams and non-playoff teams. So I don't think that anything that we saw last night really has any bearing on, you know, long-term impact or anything. We did have another winning night. Would have had a winning night even if we didn't get lucky with the Charlotte game ending with the Hornets backdoor cover against the Cavaliers, but we still won. We're now up to a little bit over plus 18 units on the season, so having a really good year. So if you've been listening to this podcast, I hope you've been winning, and if you've been looking at my plays at VSiN.com, I hope you've been winning. But yeah, don't want to do too much on last night. The one thing I want to say before I start talking about tonight's games is that we did see a report this morning from ESPN's Shams Charania about the league starting to try to implement some more anti-tanking rules. And the ones that he listed were limiting pick protections to either top four or 14 and higher, no longer allowing teams to draft in the top four 2 years in a row, and locking lottery positions after March 1st. And these are all, you know, pretty drastic moves. I don't know which ones we're actually going to see go in place, but I think that all of the moves that we've seen in the last couple, you know, days and weeks to kind of, you know, prevent the, you know, gambling scandal stuff that we saw with Terry Rozier is actually really good for bettors, as long as they don't take away too many betting options. I think that all of this stuff is just much better because we're now getting injury reports every 15 minutes. Teams are taking those injury reports a little bit more seriously. That's making handicapping games a little bit easier. But these ones, if you know they implement any of them, we'll just get more competitive games and we'll have a little bit better of an idea of when teams are, you know, going to be, you know, trying, which would hopefully be more often, especially if they do the one after March 1st, like knowing that, you know, towards the end of the season, we're not going to see teams just aggressively tanking. That would make things a lot easier on sports bettors. So I think this is going to be very good for us, both fans of the league and bettors. And I'm excited to see what they do with it. I mean, I will say, like, I'm not sure that the tanking is a major problem in terms of the draft lottery right now. Like, I think that what we saw last season with the Mavericks winning the lottery and the Jazz falling to fifth, like, that is something that is already deterring teams from tanking completely, because like there's just no guarantee that having a bad season is going to end with you getting a top draft pick. But I do think that these moves they are discussing can help us. So I just wanted to mention that quickly, but I do want to get into tonight's games as fast as possible because I'm going to be skipping a few, but I'm still going to be talking about a lot of them. The ones that I'm not going to talk about are Nets 76ers, Raptors Heat, Grizzlies Jazz, Magic Blazers, and Pistons Kings. The reason I'm not going to talk about a bunch of those is just because there is a lot of uncertainty with the injury reports for a bunch of them. And a few of them, I'm just not really that interested in, and I don't have, you know, sides, totals, or player props on them. I mean, I could always change that. I would say that the Grizzlies Jazz game is one that I was actually especially leaning towards Memphis and ended up backing off because I just want to know who's playing for both teams. I think, you know, the Grizzlies, you don't know what's going to happen with John Morant. The Jazz, you don't know what's going to happen with Lauri Markkanen. So I laid off for now, but I might end up adding something later there. But I want to start with Wizards at Hornets. This is a game where Charlotte is laying 5.5 points. The total is 232.5. I'll mention I'm recording this at 10 a.m. Eastern on Tuesday, December 23rd. Things can change, and you usually do. I'm not trying to give any stale lines out, but I am reading you the lines from DraftKings Sportsbook when I'm doing these games, and I always anticipate they're going to change a little bit. But as of right now, it's the Hornets laying 5.5. Total's 232.5, and I mentioned it before. I had Charlotte last night to cover 9.5 against Cleveland, and they were down over 20 points late in that game, but ended up finding a way to backdoor cover. I was very happy with that, but I don't want to take any credit for a game where I had a completely wrong read. But I do think that Charlotte is a bad bet tonight. And I actually think that Washington plus 5.5 at minus 106 is a good play. I think that you might see a healthier lineup for the Hornets tonight because I think Ryan Kalkbrenner and Colin Sexton, they're both questionable, but I would not be surprised if they play, with this being the second leg of a back-to-back and them not playing last night. But I do think that this is a team where you just don't really know what you're going to get in terms of the injury report. Like, these are, you know, players on this team that they're young in Brandon Miller and LaMelo Ball, but they are injury prone. So I'm not sure we're going to see them out there tonight. I'm not sure we're going to see them out there with the full minutes workload, but either way, I would not expect them to play, you know, as well as we saw them play last night. I wouldn't expect them to have the energy we saw last night. And this is a game that, like I mentioned, it's the second leg of a back-to-back. It's also a third game in four nights. This is a tough situation to back Charlotte, and the Wizards are 4-1 against the spread over the last five games. They are playing a little bit better basketball right now. They're also 5-3, both straight up and against the spread as road underdogs of six or fewer under Brian Keefe. So this is not a team that's really expected to play close games on the road very often, but when they are facing a team that isn't that much better than them, they do tend to be competitive. And, you know, meanwhile, the other side of the coin is that the Hornets are 1-7 against the spread as favorites of 3.5 to 9.5 points under Charles Lee. I really like Lee, but I do think this is a Charlotte team that you really can't trust to win as, you know, a favorite or a comfortable favorite, maybe, you know, smaller favorite, they would have a shot. But I do think this is a team that struggles to cover big numbers. And they are also 2-11, both straight up and against the spread, when facing teams with winning percentages of 25% or worse under Lee. So this is a bad team that doesn't beat up on other bad teams. They can struggle to put away any opponent. And I just think that the Wizards are going to find a way to keep this game close. And I'd keep an eye on a three-point shooting here because the Wizards shoot the above-the-break threes very, very well, and they shoot them very often. Well, Charlotte is the second-worst team in the league at defending that part of the court. So I think we're going to see Washington, you know, kind of light it up from three-point range. And I think we'll see a solid defensive effort from the Wizards. Maybe it'll end up being a high scoring, but I think you could expect more stops from Washington than you normally do. And I just think that covering a 5.5-point spread is well within reason tonight. Moving on to Bulls at Hawks at 7:30 p.m. Eastern. This is a game where Atlanta's a 4.5-point favorite. The total is 253.5. That is an outrageously high total, but that's because these two teams just played an absolute barn burner the other night, combining to score, I believe it was 298. Let me just quickly check that. 302. It was 152 to 150. Bulls winning in regulation, 302 combined points without any extra time. Absolutely insane. And I think that another high scoring game should probably be expected here. I'm not going to be taking that though. And I also, you know, have a lean on the Hawks, but I'm also going to lay off that. What I am playing in this game is Onyeka Okongwu over 18.5 points at minus 106. This is just a guy that has a massive role in this team right now with Kristaps Porzingis still out. Porzingis is dealing with that same illness that he dealt with in Boston last year and looked like they kind of had it figured out, you know, after the offseason where he played for Latvia in the Eurobasket. He played, you know, a lot of games to start this season and it just kind of looked like it was under control, but it is flaring up again and we're not going to see him out there for a little bit. So Okongwu is the starter for this team and he's going to be playing, you know, upwards of 35 plus minutes a night, you know, when he is not in foul trouble. So he has a massive role with this team. And I do think this is a really good matchup for him. This Bulls team is the worst team in the NBA when it comes to defending at the basket. And Okongwu scores 37% of his points at the rim. Chicago is also a bottom 10 team in the league when it comes to defending above the break threes. And Okongwu has improved as a shooter and become a pick and pop threat. And he scores 25% of his points from the above the break three area. So I think there's a chance he knocks down a couple of triples in this game. And I will just say that, like, when he does not play with Porzingis, Okongwu tends to be a player that, you know, gets up there in points. He has gone over in 8 of the last 14 games he has played without Porzingis. One of those games was against this Bulls team on Sunday. He had 23 points. I just think Okongwu is going to get a lot of dump offs in this game, a lot of, you know, easy finishes at the rim. And I think there's going to be a few opportunities for him to knock down some shots. So I think Okongwu scores 19 plus in this one. And like I said, I lean Hawks. I lean over. I just don't want to take it. Atlanta really feels like the right side to me after losing to Chicago at home the other night. but I just don't trust this Hawks team. They have lost my trust at this point in the season. And I think that, you know, there's just a lot that this team needs to figure out. I've mentioned them as a trade candidate. I talked about them trading for Giannis. I still think that that's something they should explore, but it's a team that I can't trust right now laying points. So I'm not going to be backing them as a favorite anytime soon. I mean, don't hold me to that. I can change that at any point, but as of right now, that's how I'm feeling. So I'm going to move on now to Pelicans at Cavaliers. This is a game that tips at 7:30 p.m. Eastern. This is one where the Cavaliers are 9.5-point favorites once again, like they were last night, and the total is 245.5. I really like the Pelicans in this game. I've been riding this Pelicans train for weeks now. This is a team that is now 14-3 against the spread in their last 17 games. They're also on a 5-game winning streak straight up. They are just playing some fantastic basketball, and what they did last night and coming back against Dallas and ending up winning the game comfortably was really impressive. I just absolutely love the way that this team is getting, you know, just some tough buckets out of guys like Derek Queen and Zion Williamson. And the guard plays a little bit better. Jordan Poole gave them a huge spark last night. I just think that James Borrego has this team clicking and firing on all cylinders right now. So I really don't think that they should be getting this many points against the Cavaliers team. That's been awful, you know, against the spread lately. I know that last night they really should have covered, but before that it was nothing but, you know, just losses against the spread for this Cleveland team. They've been one of the worst teams against the spread in the entire NBA all season and haven't been much better at home. So I think this is a really good opportunity to grab some points. And this is a game where we're going to see Queen and Zion have major impacts, because I do think that, you know, with no Evan Mobley for the Cavaliers, you're missing an elite rim protector and great defensive player. And I think that's going to hurt them. And I kind of wonder what we're going to see with the Cleveland injury report tonight, because this is a team that generally has players sitting out back-to-backs, and they pretty much had the entire lineup last night, you know, including Lonzo Ball. So they won't have everybody out there this evening. And I just think this is, you know, an unstoppable force in the Pelicans going against a movable object in the Cavaliers. And I really think that Cleveland, which has failed to cover in 6 straight, is going to have a hard time winning this game by double digits and winning by margin with the second leg of a back-to-back. Now I want to talk about the Bucks at the Pacers. This is another game that tips at 7:30 p.m. Eastern. The Pacers are getting 1.5 points at home. Total is 218.5. I do have a lean on Indiana in this game. I just kind of think that it's hard to, you know, understand the Bucks laying any points, no matter who the opponent is, without Giannis Antetokounmpo, who remains out for this Milwaukee team. But the play I am making in this game is Pascal Siakam to go over 22.5 points at -113. Siakam has had 25 plus points in 2 of the last 3 games. He had 32 points against the Bucks back on November 3rd. He's also had 23 points at least in 16 of the 28 games he has played this year. I just think it's rare you get, you know, a point total this low against a bad defense. And this is a Milwaukee team that not only are they bad defensively, but they're very bad guarding in isolation. 25th in the NBA, to be exact, when guarding in isolation. And Pascal Siakam is a player that can absolutely torture defenders on an island. So I think that he's going to have a good opportunity to just kind of go at some really weak defenders in this game. And if he's not completely exhausted after playing 37 minutes in a loss to the Celtics last night, I'd be really surprised if he doesn't have some success driving to the rim and creating his own shots. And I also think there's going to be some chances for him to knock down some threes, because Milwaukee's only 24th in the league at guarding spot-up opportunities this year. So I think it's a really good matchup for Siakam. I think the total is very, very low. So I think he's going to end up scoring 23-plus tonight. Looking for the perfect holiday gift or a smarter way to bet the biggest games of the season? VSiN's holiday special gives you VSiN Pro access through May 1st for just $79. You'll get daily best bets, real-time betting splits from DraftKings and Circa, AI-powered prop tools, and 24/7 video on the VSiN Watch app, covering everything from bowl season and the NFL playoffs to March Madness and the Masters. Plus, you'll get our college football playoff betting guide featuring expert playoff brackets, power ratings, college football playoff and bowl game best bets, and access to game previews for every bowl game on vsin.com. Give yourself the gift of smarter betting. Head to vsin.com/subscribe. That's vsin.com/subscribe. That is a great offer for all of you. We're doing so much over at vsin.com, and I mention it all the time, but not only do you get my, you know, picks on this podcast, but I'm always putting more over on vsin.com, where I write up sides and totals and player props in two separate columns every day. I also do a ton of different sports. I do NFL. I do college football. I do a ton of tennis, which is going to be starting up in about a week. So that's coming before you know it. So if you're interested in tennis betting, which I think is fun because it literally is on at every hour of the day, I would suggest heading over to VSiN.com, becoming a VSiN pro, not only for my work, but for all of my talented colleagues. Next game, I want to talk about the Nuggets at the Mavericks. This is the first game of the doubleheader on Peacock tonight. This is a game where the Mavericks are 6.5-point home underdogs, and the total is 235.5. This is a really tough game for me to call when it comes to sides or totals. I think the Dallas is a very competitive team. I think that they looked, you know, decent for three quarters against New Orleans last night before kind of letting the crowd get into that game. So would it be surprised if the Mavericks covered 6.5 tonight? I just don't want to take it. What I do want to take in this game is Cooper Flagg over 28.5 points, rebounds, and assists at -120. He has gone over this mark in 9 of the last 15 games. Has also done so in 5 of his last 7 home games. He also performed very well against this Nuggets team in the only other meeting between these two teams this year, which was a road win for Dallas over Denver a couple of weeks ago, where when Flagg had 24 points, 8 rebounds, and 2 assists. That was another game where the Nuggets were playing without Christian Brown and Aaron Gordon. Those two guys remain out for Denver, and that is absolutely huge when talking about Flagg's success, because I don't think that there's any good matchup on the roster for the Nuggets when Gordon is out for covering Flagg. He's just a little bit too big for all of their wings. He's a little bit too fast for their bigs. I think he's going to have a lot of success as a scorer in this game, and he's a player that really always contributes when it comes to rebounds and assists. So I'd be surprised if Flagg doesn't fill up the stat sheet. He was playing pretty well last night, but got a little, you know, hesitant and tentative as a scorer, did not take enough shots against the Pelicans, and I do think that was part of the reason that they ended up letting that game get away. But I think he'll be a little bit more aggressive tonight with this being a home game, and I think he's going to have some success even against the Nuggets team that's pretty good. Denver is, you know, doing pretty well without Brown and Gordon, but it's mostly because of what they're doing on offense with Nikola Jokic surrounded by, you know, a ton of shooters and good offensive players. It has not been the defensive effort. They're missing two of their best defensive players in a rotation that really doesn't have that many of them. So I think the Flagg is going to end up playing well. I think the Mavericks offense is going to look good. There's a reason this total is up at 235.5. It's because both of these teams, you know, are going to be playing probably some pretty efficient basketball, and they're both going to be playing probably a little bit faster than they normally would. So I think it's going to be a game that is up and down, and Flagg definitely benefits from that. When you're talking about just like a very dynamic athlete and a, you know, a big player that's a threat in transition. Next game is the Knicks at the Timberwolves, which tips at 8 p.m. Eastern. I'm actually going to lump this one together with the Suns hosting the Lakers at 9 p.m. Eastern. That's because I have a parlay that involves both teams. I'm going to be taking the Timberwolves on the money line against the Knicks, and I'm going to parlay that with the Suns money line against the Lakers. That's -106. You should shop around, but you can find that at -106 100% right now. And that is a play that I'm going to be going a little bit bigger on. It'll probably be my biggest play of the day. The reason I like Minnesota in the first game is New York's going to be without Jalen Brunson and OG Anunoby. Those are probably the two best players that the team has right now. You could probably make an argument that Cat is the second best player on the Knicks, but what Anunoby does for New York on both ends of the floor is just absolutely huge. And not having him in a matchup with Anthony Edwards, that seems like a major problem to me. I think that this is a game where maybe Cat goes off. Like, if you're looking for player props, maybe there's an angle there because Cat's going up against his former team in a city that he absolutely loves playing in. Maybe he ends up having a good game individually. But I just think you could expect the Timberwolves to beat a very shorthanded Knicks team, especially without a guy like Brunson who makes up such a big part of New York's identity. I think that, you know, the ball movement and all the off-ball movement has been way better under Mike Brown this season, but this Knicks team still does go to a lot of Jalen Brunson isolation because he's one of the best scorers on the planet. And I do think that not having him will make things a little less clear in what they want to do. And they're going against the Timberwolves team that is very good defensively. So even if Minnesota ends up being without Jaden McDaniels, who is questionable in this game, I think that the Timberwolves win this game. I think that they are a very good team to throw into parlays tonight. And the other team that I like, I think the Phoenix bounces back from a bad loss in Golden State coming off of 2 full days of rest, playing against a Lakers team that will be without Luka Doncic and potentially Austin Reeves. Austin Reeves is questionable, but even if Reeves is out there, I think that this is a game that Phoenix ends up winning because this is a Lakers team that is just 27th in the league, I believe, in defensive rating over the last 10 games. Yeah, the third worst team in the league in defense over the last 10 games. It's a pretty big sample size. This team is not stopping anyone right now. And Phoenix is a very, very good half-court offense. So I think this is a Suns team that's going to absolutely light it up tonight. And I think defensively, Phoenix is a top 15 group in the league. That's not great, but I think it's enough to kind of, you know, take care of business against a Los Angeles team that will be without one of the league's most potent, you know, offensive engines in Luka. And Reeves, obviously, if he's out there, can handle it. LeBron can obviously do quite a bit. But I just think that this Suns team is better than the Lakers, you know, right now, especially without Luka. And I don't think it's that far off when Luka's healthy. So playing in Phoenix, where the Suns have been great this season, and playing as a favorite of 3.5 to 9.5, these Suns are actually 4-0 this season, both straight up and against the spread under Jordan Ott. So they've taken care of business when they are expected to do so. I think that the Suns will win this game. I don't know that I would lay the points, but they're another team. There's a few tonight that I would, you know, circle as play as parlay teams. And this is the one that I ended up settling on. Minus 106 odds. That's a great price for the Minnesota and Phoenix to win outright. The next game I want to talk about is probably the game of the night. It's definitely the game of the night. It's not one of the two national TV games, but it's the Thunder going into San Antonio and taking on the Spurs. 8:30 p.m. Eastern tip. This is a game where the Thunder are laying 5.5. The total is 233.5. This is a rematch of the semifinal matchup that we saw in the NBA Cup in Vegas, where we saw the Spurs actually upset OKC and go on to lose to New York in the finals. But I believe that was, you know, I feel strongly that that was the game of the NBA season so far in terms of narratives, drama, on-court play. Like, it was just awesome. And I think that everyone was buzzing about it. And, you know, that was kind of the big welcome to contention moment for this young San Antonio team. And I think that people are interested in seeing how it's followed up. But I will say, in looking at the VSiN betting splits available to VSiN pros, so that's one of the reasons to jump on the holiday offer, it does look like sharp bettors are back in the Spurs tonight. I mean, I think that I've seen San Antonio come down from 6.5 to 5.5. That betting splits page is showing a majority of bets and handle on OKC. So there's some reverse line movement at play that suggests that there is, you know, sharp bettors on the Spurs. And also the total has come down from 234.5 to 233.5, despite most bets being on the over. So some reverse line movement there as well. So those are sharp bettors backing the under and San Antonio. I won't be making a play on the side or total in this game. I think Victor Wembanyama being questionable as he continues to manage that calf is something that's a little bit concerning for me. It's enough to make me want to stay away. If anything, though, I would probably be jumping on the Spurs, you know, getting the points at home. I don't think it was a huge fluke what we saw in San Antonio, you know, winning that game. I think it's more likely that they just stay competitive in a loss tonight, but I would be taking the points if I was taking anything. But I am going to take a small sprinkle, just a 0.5 unit play on Stephon Castle to go over 1.5 made threes at plus 130. I just think you saw Castle go 2-for-5 in Vegas in that semifinal game the first time they played. OKC is also a team that just gives up a lot of threes because teams are a little bit scared to go to the basket against a team with Chet Holmgren and Isaiah Hartenstein. So what you see often against OKC is teams settling for jumpers, and I think that Castle's going to fall trap to that, but I do think that he's capable of knocking some down because I think he's a better three-point shooter than his numbers on the season suggest. And I do think he's a gamer. So just playing in a big game, playing at home, I think he's going to contribute a lot to San Antonio potentially winning this game. And I think that over 1.5 made threes at plus 130, that seems like a really good price to grab. I don't want to get carried away with it. I'm not going to put a full unit on it, but I'll try to win 0.65 units on it. I'll put a little bit on it just to have something in what the game of the night is. I want to watch this game, so I want to have a little action on it. But yeah, like I said, I would lean Spurs. The reason I would lean Spurs is because I do think that San Antonio's guards have proven that they can get downhill against pretty much anyone. And that includes San Antonio's, like, you know, awesome point of attack defenders. I think that we saw it in Vegas, like Castle, Fox, Harper were able to get into the paint when they wanted to. I think that San Antonio's three-point shooting and spacing has proven that it can, you know, hold up against, you know, good competition. And I think if Wemby's out there, he's going to win his matchup with Chet. So I just think that this Spurs team can keep things close against the Thunder, and I would want to have the points here, if anything. I know that OKC is going to be out for some revenge, but I don't really think that that's going to matter. I think that if the Thunder win, it's going to be a very close game. Final game of the night is the second of the two Peacock games. It's the Rockets laying 7.5 in a game with a total of 219.5 against the Clippers in Los Angeles. Unfortunately, I mentioned this on yesterday's show. No Ivica Zubac for the Clippers for a few weeks. He suffered a pretty significant ankle sprain. For the Rockets, they are pretty healthy. No Fred VanVleet. Obviously, he'll be out for a very extended period if he comes back at all. I don't think he'll be back this season. He tore his ACL very late in the offseason, so I don't want to assume that he'll be back at any point. I don't think he will. Dorian Finney-Smith also out for Houston. But other than that, it's a pretty clean injury report, and that is why I lean Rockets minus 7. I don't think I'm going to end up taking this, but it's just really because I think that, you know, it's hard to lay 7 against a team with James Harden and Kawhi Leonard. But at the same time, I'm not looking to run to back those guys either. But I do think this is a game that Houston ends up winning. So they're one of the teams that I mentioned before, like a really good parlay team for tonight. I would be throwing the Rockets into moneyline parlays. I probably will end up adding them to one later. So head over to VSiN.com to the Pro Picks page. I will end up probably adding a parlay that includes the Rockets at some point. But the reason for that is just, you know, Ivica Zubac is one of the best rebounders in the league and one of the best overall paint presences in basketball. And I do think that missing him against this specific team is an absolute death sentence, because Houston is number one in the NBA in offensive rebound rate, 40.8%, and that is by a significant margin. Nobody is even close to Houston when it comes to crashing the offensive boards. And I just think that the Rockets are going to generate a ton of second chance opportunities in this game. And I also do think that Houston matches up relatively well against a team with Harden and Kawhi Leonard, because you have Amen Thompson to throw on Harden. That's a very big, strong, fast athlete that is proven to be one of the best defensive players in the league at the point of attack. Throwing him on Harden, who is still a great shooter and crafty player, can definitely make things difficult on the Clippers guard, because Harden has lost a lot of his burst getting to the basket. He still has a great first step, but I just think that Thompson's going to be able to stay in front of him. And if he can avoid foul trouble, just make things tough on him for a full 48 minutes. And when it comes to Kawhi, there's probably not a one-for-one matchup for him that like is as easy to say as Thompson on Harden. But I do think that the length of Kevin Durant and Jabari Smith Jr. will at least disrupt Kawhi a little bit. So I think that Houston ends up winning this game. I think that they bounce back from their loss to Sacramento last game. Ime Udoka is an absolute nut, so I do think that he's going to have his team ready to go. And I just think this is a game that you could really count on the Rockets to win. So if you're looking for parlays, if you don't trust the Suns and you want to go Timberwolves Rockets, maybe that's a way to do it. But no matter what you want to do, Houston in moneyline parlays would be a very smart way to attack tonight's slate. If you think you can read matchups, rotations, and usage, prove it on Better Picks. Pick more or less on player stat lines and turn your basketball analysis into real money. Right now, use code VSINPOD to get $10 free, no deposit required. Make two sharp picks and you could win up to 1,000x your entry. Live in 33 states, download Better and get in the game. I gave out a ton of player props on tonight's show. We'll recap them in a second, but going to Better, using your $10 free, taking a free roll on some of these props is definitely a smart thing to do tonight. So let's recap our Tuesday best bets. We have a lot of them, 7 to be exact. I would not be surprised if I add a little bit later. So definitely a bit of a degen night in the association, but it starts with Wizards plus 5.5, minus 106 against the Hornets. Onyeka Okongwu over 18.5 points at minus 106 versus the Bulls. Pelicans plus 9.5 at minus 105 versus the Cavaliers. Pascal Siakam over 22.5 points at minus 113 versus the Bucks. Cooper Flagg over 28.5 points, rebounds, and assists at minus 120 versus the Nuggets. I parlayed the Timberwolves money line versus the Knicks with the Suns money line versus the Lakers at minus 106, and that's going to be to win 1.5 units. And then I have Stephon Castle over 1.5 made threes at plus 130, risking only 0.5 units against the Thunder. So it is those 7 plays for me for tonight. We will be back with a Wednesday edition of Hardwood Handicappers, looking ahead to the Christmas Day games on Thursday, which I'm very excited for. This is a year where the NFL has some awful, awful Christmas Day games. I'll still be writing those up at VSiN.com, but the attention for, I think, everybody should be on the NBA on Thursday. So I'll get you prepared with some player props, with some best bets for that five-game slate. So make sure you head over to VSiN.com and make sure you come back for Hardwood Handicappers. We'll be discussing that. Good luck with your bets tonight, and hopefully I hear from you tomorrow.